Welcome back to the deep dive. We've got a heavy stack of reports and API documentation on the desk today, but really, we're trying to answer one very loud, very persistent question that I think every business owner is asking right now. How do you survive the noise?
It's the defining question, isn't it, of the modern digital economy. We call it content saturation.
Right. It feels like the shelf space is infinite. You've got TikTok, Spotify, YouTube, Google, LinkedIn. But the time we have to actually, you know, fill those shelves is incredibly finite. We're all bottlenecked.
We are.
But today we're looking at a collision of two worlds that might just solve this. We're looking at a new industrial engine called the Auto Content API. And we're seeing what happens when you plug that into the giant operating system for business, Zoho.
It's a fascinating pairing because on one side you have Zoho, 100 million users, 55 different apps running everything from CRM to HR. I mean, it's the infrastructure of so many businesses.
A huge player.
And then on the other side, you have this new player, Auto Content API, which promises to completely decouple content creation from human time constraints.
That's a big claim. Decoupling creation from time. That sounds like sci-fi.
It does, doesn't it? But the mission of this deep dive isn't just to talk about, you know, writing blog posts faster. If you read through the source material, the implication is much, much larger. We're talking about changing the unit economics of business growth. We're talking about mental availability.
Mental availability. Okay, that's a term that pops up in the marketing textbooks. Can you define that for us before we go deeper? Because I think it really sets the stage for why this integration matters so much.
Sure. In marketing theory, mental availability is basically the probability that a buyer will think of your brand in a buying situation. It's about being top of mind. Historically, you achieved that by, say, buying massive TV ads. You brute forced your way into people's heads. Today, you achieve it by being everywhere, all the time, in the feeds, inboxes, search results, audio platforms. But that requires a volume of content that is, well, physically impossible for most human teams to produce.
Which brings us to the core problem the sources identify, the production bottleneck.
It's a structural issue. Huh. Think about the modern consumer. They're fragmented. They read a newsletter over coffee, listen to a podcast on the commute, watch a YouTube short at lunch, maybe scroll LinkedIn in the afternoon.
They're all over the place.
Exactly. And to truly capture that mental availability, a business needs to be in all of those places.
So traditionally, that means you need an editorial team for the text, an audio team for the podcast, a video team for the YouTube channel.
And a social team for the clips.
Yeah.
You're talking about a massive payroll.
And that gets expensive fast.
Oh, incredibly. I was looking at the cost analysis in the report, and the numbers are just stark. Outsourcing a single high-quality podcast episode, you're looking at anywhere from, what, $100 to $15,000?
Wow.
And single video production, $3,000 to $10,000.
That's prohibitively expensive for anyone who isn't like a Fortune 500 company. So most businesses just choose one channel. Mm-hmm. We're a blog company or we're a video company. And they ignore the rest. They leave that mental availability on the table.
The sources call that linear production. One person working on one asset at a time. It's a one-to-one ratio. The Auto Content API introduces parallel production. It treats content not as a creative art project that, you know, requires a mood board and a director, but as a data transformation task.
I highlighted that phrase in my notes, data transformation task. It sounds cold, but it's incredibly efficient.
It's industrial. The premise is you already have the information. It's in your blog post, your PDF white paper, or your product URL. You just lack the capacity to transform it into other formats. So this API lets you feed in a URL or a text file, and it simultaneously outputs an MP3 podcast, an MP4 video, and structured social text.
It's like a refinery. Crude oil goes in, you get gas, plastic, and jet fuel coming out at the same time.
That's the perfect analogy.
Yeah.
Now, you might be thinking, I've seen tools like this. You know, you might have played with Google's Notebook LM, which creates those cool audio overviews.
Yeah, I've used that. It's fun. You drop in a PDF and it gives you a chat.
It is fun. But the sources make a critical distinction here. Auto Content API is positioned as the Notebook LM API alternative for enterprise. Notebook LM is a consumer interface. You drag and drop a file manually. Auto Content is API first. It has webhooks. It integrates with automation tools like Make or Zapier.
Okay.
It's not designed for a human to play with. It's designed for a system to trigger.
So it's the engine, not the dashboard.
Exactly. And that distinction matters because of who we're pairing it with today. Oh. Zoho.
Right. Let's talk about Zoho, because if Auto Content is the engine, Zoho is the vehicle. It's massive CRM, sales, HR, desk. How does this integration actually look on the ground? Let's start with the moneymaker, Zoho CRM.
Right. Zoho CRM is the hub for customer-facing teams. It's where the leads live. Now, walk through a typical scenario. A new lead comes into your Zoho CRM. Maybe they filled out a form asking about a specific feature, let's say security compliance. Usually what happens?
They get a generic automated email. Hi, name. Thanks for signing up. Here's a link to our FAQ or something like that.
Which is boring and, frankly, often gets deleted. It's friction.
Yeah.
Now imagine automation triggers the Auto Content API instead. The API crawls the specific product documentation page about security compliance.
Okay, so it has context. It knows what they want.
Exactly. And then it generates a personalized explainer video, not text. A 60 to 90 second video, horizontal, optimized for desktop viewing. It answers their specific question or visually explains the feature they were curious about.
Wait, so instead of read our FAQ, it's here's a video made just for you answering the question you just asked.
Precisely. And the impact is measurable. The source data suggests these explainer videos lead to significantly fewer support tickets.
Because the user actually understands the answer.
Right. But more importantly, it generates more qualified leads. It reduces the friction to sign up because you're answering the question in the format people actually want to consume, video.
That is wild. It transforms the CRM from a database into a media production studio. But I have to play devil's advocate here. If I'm a customer, do I want a robotic video or do I want to hear from a human? This brings up the CEO paradox mentioned in the notes.
It's a valid concern. The CEO paradox is this. Customers crave authority. They want the personal touch. They want to hear from the CEO or the founder. They trust that voice.
But the CEO is the busiest person in the building.
The busiest person. They physically cannot record personalized videos for every lead in Zoho CRM.
So usually you get a video from a junior sales rep or no video at all.
Right. This is where voice cloning technology comes in. And I know people get skeptical about robotic voices. We've all heard those terrible GPS voices from 10 years ago. But the reviews in our source material highlight that the current generation of voice clones are natural, steady, and believable.
So how does the workflow look for a Zoho user? What do they have to do?
The CEO records a few minutes of audio once. Just once. Maybe they read a page of a book. The API trains a clone. Then your marketing team or even your CRM automation rules can send out daily CEO updates or market thoughts to high-value clients.
Narrated by the CEO, without the CEO being in the room.
It allows for personal communication at a scale that is physically impossible for a human. It solves the paradox. You get the authority of the CEO with the scalability of software.
That's incredible. It allows the CEO to be mentally available to thousands of people simultaneously. But Zoho isn't just about selling to customers. It's also about managing your own people. One of Zoho's big strengths is Zoho People, their HR suite. And the sources mention a huge problem in big companies that use these tools, information silos.
Oh, this is a massive hidden cost. You have all this knowledge compliance manuals, new policy updates, quarterly reports, but it's trapped.
Trapped in a 50-page PDF that nobody reads.
Correct. It's the TLDR problem at an enterprise scale. No employee wants to read a dense compliance memo on a Tuesday morning. It disrupts their flow. They skim it or they ignore it, but they might listen to a podcast about it on their drive to work.
So you're saying a company using Zoho People could use this API to create corporate radio station?
Effectively, yes. A private podcast network. The API can ingest those boring PDFs and turn them into a lively two-person dialogue podcast, very much like what we're doing right now.
That is so meta. We are talking about an AI creating a podcast like this one.
It is meta, but think about the utility. It turns reading a manual into listening to a conversation. The sources mentioned this improves retention and execution of company strategy because the format fits the employee's life. It unlocks that value trapped in non-distribution-friendly formats. It's all about knowledge transfer.
It's making the boring stuff bingeable. I love that. Now, I want to pivot to something that really stood out to me in the Zoho research. There's a quote from Haider Nizam, the president of Zoho MEA. He talks about transnational localism.
Yes, this is a core part of Zoho's philosophy. Transnational localism means staying connected globally through shared knowledge, but serving local communities deeply. It's about not just being a faceless multinational, but having roots where you sell.
But here's the barrier. True localism requires language. If you want to sell in Germany effectively, you usually need German content. And that usually means hiring a German content team.
Which is slow, expensive, and a logistical nightmare for a mid-sized business. You essentially have to duplicate your marketing team for every country you want to enter.
So how does the Auto Content API fix this?
It introduces instant globalization. The API supports over 50 languages.
Walk me through the workflow here. I write a blog post in English.
You write one piece of content in English, say, a blog post about your new product update. You feed it to the API. It automatically transcribes, translates, and this is the key part, resynthesizes the audio into Spanish, German, Japanese, whatever you need.
When you say resynthesize, you don't just mean subtitles. You mean a new audio file in that language.
A native language audio asset. So overnight, a business using Zoho can multiply their total addressable market, their TAM, by 5 times.
Without hiring a single translator or voice actor?
Exactly. And think about how that aligns with that transnational localism ideal. You're providing a local experience, local language, local nuance, without the massive overhead of a multinational corporation. You're respecting the customer's language without going bankrupt.
That is a game changer for small businesses using Zoho who want to go global. It essentially removes the border tax on content. Okay, shifting gears a bit, let's talk about SEO, because everyone wants to rank on Google. And there's this strategy called programmatic SEO.
PSEO. It's a controversial but powerful strategy. It's the idea of creating thousands of landing pages to capture long-tail search traffic. Think of a site that has a page for best plumber in Austin, best plumber in Dallas, best plumber in Houston.
But Google hates that, right? If the pages are all the same, just with the city name swap, they call it thin content, and they penalize you. They bury you.
They do, and rightfully so. It's a bad user experience. You can't just find and replace the city name and hope for the best. You need unique value on every single page. And this is where the Auto Content API's deep research feature comes in.
Deep research. That sounds intense. How does that work? Is it just making things up?
No, and that's the crucial differentiator. It uses AI agents powered by models like Gemini or OpenAI to actually browse the live web. It's not just hallucinating from training data. So if you're building that page for Austin, the API can go find real local attractions, real local pricing data, and generate a unique guide for that specific city based on real-time info.
Okay, so the text is unique. That solves one problem. But the sources say it goes further to solve the dwell time problem.
Right. Ranking isn't just about keywords anymore. It's about engagement. If a user clicks your page and leaves in 10 seconds, Google deranks you. They assume your page is trash. You need them to stay. That's dwell time. The best way to keep people on a page, video and audio.
So the API generates a unique video for each of those thousands of pages.
Yes. If you have 5,000 city pages, the API can generate 5,000 unique videos and 5,000 audio guides.
That's a staggering amount of processing.
It is, but because it's automated via integrations like Make.com or Zapier, which plug right into the CMS you use alongside Zoho, it happens in the background. And the sources cite a statistic here that made my jaw drop. Pages with video are 53 times more likely to rank on page one of Google.
53 times. That is not a small margin. That is dominance.
It's flooding the zone with high-quality content. It turns a vulnerability, you know, thin content, into an asset, multimedia-rich content.
This leads us to the future stuff mentioned in the report. The sources talk about the agentic web. We hear agents all the time now. But what does that actually mean for a business owner today?
It means we're moving beyond human readers. The web is evolving into a place where AI agents like ChatGPT or Google's Search Generative Experience read your content to answer questions for people.
So I'm not just writing for people anymore. I'm writing for the robots that serve the people.
Precisely. And the robots love structure. They love data they can easily parse. The Auto Content API outputs, structured data JSON files, formatted FAQs. It makes your brand's content machine readable.
It's like putting handles on your content so the robots can pick it up.
That's a great way to put it. And there's another layer, audio indexing.
I saw that. Search engines are listening now.
They are. Google and other search engines are starting to index audio files. So if you convert every Zoho mail update or blog post into a podcast using this API, you are suddenly visible in Voice Search Siri, Alexa, Google Assistant. You're future-proofing your discoverability. When someone asks Alexa a question, your content can be the answer because it's in an audio format.
That's huge. It's invisible infrastructure that pays off later. And speaking of speed and reaction, there's a concept here called newsjacking, which sounds aggressive.
It's just a marketing term for being timely. It's about injecting your brand into breaking news.
But usually, by the time a company approves a blog post about breaking news, the news is old. The cycle moves too fast.
Exactly. Speed is the bottleneck. But the API can monitor platforms like X and Reddit for trends. Let's say there's a sudden regulatory change in your industry. The API detects it, triggers a deep research task to understand why it's trending, and can generate a reaction video script in minutes.
So while your competitor is scheduling a strategy meeting to discuss how to respond,
you've already published a video and a podcast episode about it. You own the narrative because you were first. In the attention economy, speed isn't just a nice to have, it's a survival trait.
It's the difference between being a participant and being an observer.
Okay, we have to talk about the elephant in the room, the price tag. Because usually when I hear industrial enterprise engine and AI agents and parallel production, I hear enterprise budget, I hear six figures.
And a long sales cycle, right?
Yeah.
This is where the unit economics are startling, and this is why it fits the Zoho user base so well. Let's look at the comparison. A human-produced podcast episode cost us, what, $150 on the absolute low end?
At least. If you want it to sound good, add a zero.
The API cost per episode, between 10 cents and 2 euros.
10 cents?
Depending on the length and the plan. A short video that might cost $300 to outsource. About 4 euros via the API. We are talking about a cost reduction of greater than 92%, and in some cases, over 99%.
That fits the Zoho user profile perfectly, though. I mean, look at the testimonials for Zoho. Saved about 30% compared to previous CRM. Zoho users love value. They are budget conscious, but high efficiency. They are. Zoho is known for being the operating system for businesses that want to grow without bloating their expenses. This API aligns perfectly with that mindset. It allows a mid-sized business to have the media output of a Fortune 500 company on a freelancer's budget.
It democratizes the megaphone.
It does. And that's the real story here. It's not just about automation. It's about capacity. It's about removing the choice between quality and quantity. You can have both.
So let's wrap this up. We've covered a lot. We've seen how this industrial content engine plugs into the operating system for business.
We've seen it turn a CRM into a media production house. We've seen it turn HR manuals into engaging audio. We've seen it solve the thin content problem for SEO and open up global markets.
It really is a shift from manual creation, you know, typing it out, recording it, editing it, to automated transformation.
And that shift is the only way to survive content saturation. If you're stuck in linear production, you simply cannot compete with the volume and velocity of parallel production. It's just math.
Which leaves us with a pretty provocative thought to chew on.
It does.
If the barrier to creating broadcast quality content drops to near zero, and your competitor is publishing hourly across audio, video, and text, while you are still writing one blog post a week, how long until you become invisible?
That is the question. In an attention economy, invisibility is death.
On that cheerful note, thank you for listening to The Deep Dive. Check out the sources if you want to geek out on the API docs or the Zoho integration possibilities. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye.